look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This evening, 5 to 8 p.m. in Oliver Hall on the UL campus, a film by Rachel Boynton, Big Men, will be shown. For information, you can go to the College of Liberal Arts, but everyone is invited. 5 to 8 p.m., Oliver Hall, that is the Computer Science Building, room 101. And tomorrow evening at the Hilliard University Art Museum, the exhibits are open every Wednesday until 8 o'clock. Each Wednesday there is a special program, part of their Creative Conversations series. Tomorrow evening there will be live music with guitar professor Jeff George and the UL School of Music. The performances will respond to the current exhibitions on display at the museum. All are invited to attend. There will be a bluegrass to blues concert Wednesday, tomorrow evening in Burke Hawthorne Theater on the UL campus. Dr. Lynn Springer coaches the Vermilion Express, which is the bluegrass band, and Corey Ledet heads the Ragin' Blues Band. That performance will be in Burke Hawthorne Hall tomorrow evening, 7:30. All are invited to attend. The Southern Screen Festival will open on Thursday, the 16th, and run through the weekend in downtown Lafayette. Their website is southernscreen.org. You can find a complete listing of films, activities, panel discussions, social events taking place during the Southern Screen Festival. This is their seventh annual festival. State of La Danse will open on Thursday and run through the weekend at Angèle Hall. There will be a number of commissioned pieces by choreographers from this area. They will also be restaging Michel Fokine's romantic era ballet, Les Sylphides, which is from 1908. Choreographer and faculty artist Marie Broussard will be restaging that ballet along with the original pieces of choreography. All are invited. Again, that will run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at Angèle, and on Sunday there will be a matinee, and that will be at 2 p.m. And Acadiana Repertory Theater continues its run of Logan Faust's play A Plague of Frogs. They're performing that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7:30 at Cité des Arts. For further information, stop by their website or their Facebook page, acadianarep.org. Jambalaya the Musical will be performed at the Hyman Center this Thursday, November 16th. We'll be speaking with someone more about that performance a little bit later on this week. There will also be a special benefit in downtown Lafayette for an out-of-state patron of Louisiana music. That's Kate Vivian. That will feature quite a lot of music. It will happen Thursday evening, 7 to 12. Doors open at 6, and some of the featured performers will be Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys, the Pine Leaf Boys, Fufule and the Revelers. Also, a special capstone production by a senior in performing arts, Tanner Cole. It's kind of a take on the play Macbeth, and that will be on Thursday evening. We'll be speaking with a couple of people involved with that capstone project later on this week as well. On Thursday in Lake Charles, the Westlake High Theater Department will perform The Monkey's Paw, one performance only this Thursday, November 16th, at Westlake High in the theater. That's 7 o'clock. For information, you can call the box office at Westlake High. That's area code 337-217-4950. This Friday, November 17th, there will be an artist talk with Francis Pavi at the Hilliard University Art Museum. It's part of homecoming celebration for the museum. His work, Lake Arthur Lotus, is on view at the museum until December 9th, and he'll be talking about his artistic process and practice. That's 6 to 8 p.m. this Friday with Francis Pavi at the Hilliard University Art Museum. This Saturday, there will be an open studio tour, Saturday and Sunday, put together by the Louisiana Crafts Guild and the Lafayette Art Association. You can go to the website openstudioacadiana.com for a complete listing of artists and studios, and I believe there's a map there as well. This Saturday, Dr. Gerd Wüstemann and Sasha Massey, he is a classical guitarist and she is a vocalist, they will get together to perform some of their favorite pieces and talk about their artistic journey. That performance will be this Saturday, November 18th at 7 in Cathedral in Cathedral Hall at the Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist. And the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will have their next concert this Sunday, November 19th, the Gershwin Spectacular. That performance will be at the Hyman Center. We'll be speaking with conductor and artistic director Mariusz Smoly tomorrow about that performance. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears. At 8 o'clock, Night Train Jazz with John Green. And from 10 until midnight, Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. In just a few moments, we join NPR's All Things Considered.